It's now or never for Cyprus.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Cyprus has until Monday to come up with a new bailout idea. That's the word this morning from the European Central Bank, which says it'll cut off emergency lending to these small island nations' banks if there's no deal. The BBC's Andrew Walker is with us from Brussels with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so Andrew, first of all, what has to happen by Monday under this new deadline from the European Central Bank?
Cyprus and its prospective lenders, that's to say the Eurogroup and the International Monetary Fund, have to come up with some sort of agreement for a bailout that will provide Cyprus with sufficient funds to make its banks financially viable.
And if Cyprus is not going to go after bank depositors, which it sounds like they don't want to do, where else can they find some money?
The reports coming out of Cyprus suggest they're going to create some sort of state investment fund using perhaps property assets and perhaps also using the expected future revenues from the offshore gas deposits that are known to be there. And as you mentioned, they do seem to be moving away from the idea of having any sort of tax on bank deposits. Well, a short time ago, the chairman of the Eurogroup finance ministers, that's the Dutch finance minister, said he was almost certain that the final agreement would have some sort of bank levy involved. So very difficult to see how this is going to go forward.
And it looks kind of like a game of chicken from where I sit. And I wonder who has more to lose here. If they don't come up with a deal, is Europe more at risk or Cyprus?
Depends who you ask. I mean, there certainly is a view that Cyprus could be allowed to implode financially and even cut free from the Eurozone without doing wider damage. But there are some people who think that's a bit of a gamble. For one thing, it would break the assumption that's always been around that the Eurozone is for keep. So, yes, the stakes are certainly very high, but there certainly have been some signs that some of the, let's call them the creditor countries, the likes of Germany, really do want to take a tough line this time.
The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker in Brussels. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.